broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Time to talk some company results now, and this time an entity that many of us are familiar with. If you're a fan of chicken or poultry products, especially if you consider the likes of Country Bird and Goldie, well, the owners of these two brands have published their earnings, and boy oh boy has it been a phenomenal year for Astral Foods, managing to report a profit for the 2024 financial year and managing to bounce back from what was a crippling bird flu outbreak that we saw last year. Load shedding was also a thing of the past, and ultimately the business has been able to streamline its efforts to see the headline earnings per share up by more than 245%. To tell us more about the operations, we're joined by the incoming CEO, Gary Arnold, joining us now to give us some perspective on Astral Foods. Gary, welcome to the show and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, Gugu, and to all your listeners who we trust love Goldie Chicken. Good to speak to you again.
We certainly hope that they trust Goldie Chicken, right? And are quite familiar with it. And I guess first things first, Gary, let's just reflect on the significant turnaround in profitability and earnings that you've managed to put forward. 2024 appears to have been a year of great gains for you.
Well, yes, look, 2023 was a disaster. I mean, we spoke about that last year. We were impacted significantly by load shedding, and as you've rightly said already, bird flu. That added significant costs into the business, and Astral reporting its worst result in its 24-year history last year. We're very happy to have turned the business around, put behind those significant costs that hurt the business last year, focused on resetting and restarting the business on a new footing with the start of this financial year that we're reporting on, and although still challenged by bouts of municipal interruptions for power and water supply disruptions, I think the industry very fortunate this year to not have experienced bird flu. However, it remains one of our largest risks, but certainly a good set of results. In fact, our third best results in our 24-year history. So something we would much rather talk about today, Gugu, than last year's awful mess. I don't think there's any other way to describe last year.
A lot can happen in a year is clearly what we're seeing. How much of this is contributed to exogenous factors versus to the internal changes that you've adopted to result in the cost savings in the business?
Google, so, when we cleared, let's explain load shedding. Load shedding brought about this a backlog in our poultry processing production chain. So we unfortunately, with these interruptions in our plants, that led to a huge backlog of live broilers on farm. Those birds got bigger and older. And as we explained to you and the listeners last year, we had this massive feed bill to feed the birds, as they remained on farm far longer than they normally would. That 1 billion rand, that we spent on feed last year, we certainly didn't repeat it this year. So, all focus went back to improving farm performances, getting our farming efficiencies back to normal. In fact, this year, our farming or agricultural results have surpassed historical levels. So our farming results are very good. And, that leads to this best cost position that we live by. I mean, you can't, in a market where we endeavor to produce affordable chicken for our consumers, you can't do that off an exorbitant cost base. And unfortunately, last year was that year where infrastructure failure and national load shedding and water supply disruptions caused that. But we put that behind us, spent a lot of money investing in infrastructure to support our businesses with emergency backup generation capacity. Mm. Of course, running those generators comes at a huge diesel bill. We've been fortunate to not see national load shedding for quite a period of time, but still experiencing from time to time municipal interruptions. So still 160 million rand diesel bill in the company for 2024, but not having the large feed bill of 1 billion rand, and of course focus our attention back on the basics of poultry farming and the poultry business, and really just getting down and focusing on costs, and doing all we can to, you know, put affordable Goldie and Kalyan chicken on the shelves of our consumers.
What's the outlook like on these new cost factors?
Google, look, I mean, there are inflationary costs in all businesses and industrial sectors across South Africa. So, you know, we do face inflationary cost pressures. That goes without saying. One of the big concerns we have right now, goes into animal feed. We buy that on a local trading desk or trading bourse, and you know we've seen the price of maize and you know your listeners will experience that, I think, with the price of maize meal increasing significantly over the past year, and that all on the back of the drought and the much smaller crop that South Africa faced this year. What we are looking at towards next year, we are looking at better rainfall patterns. I think we've already seen some good rainfall over the past 3 weeks, which has enabled the maize farmers to get in and start planting, anticipate a much better maize crop this coming year. That of course, in May, June, July next, the outlook is already that we should see lower maize prices. I mean, maize prices now are trading at a premium of about 1,000 rand a ton higher than what we're seeing for the new crop next year. So we're certainly looking for that, rainfall that will continue through the maize growing season. Mm-hmm. And early signs, you know, it was a bit worrying a few weeks ago where the rain arrived a little late, but there has been good widespread rainfall now. Of course, bird flu remains a major risk that can have the potential to impact the cost base significantly. You know, you're fighting an unknown there. You know, we can just keep on, improving our biosecurity and implementing good biosecurity control measures. But at the end of the day, it does become an airborne virus. So, you know, we hope that the industry remains free of bird flu as long as possible.
And if I can jump in there, I'm keen to ask about bird flu and perhaps the strategies that might continue to be implemented going forward, especially when it comes to the vaccinations or preventative measures. Help us understand how you've mitigated the risk.
So, Google, I think for the past year at least, the industry remained free of infection. So that certainly helps. If you've got poultry farms amongst other poultry farms, you know, one thing you don't want to see is the virus spreading on neighboring farms, because then you become vulnerable to infection in your livestock yourself. Now, we do employ very good levels of biosecurity, but biosecurity, you know, only goes so far, and we've seen in the past few years that although we have very high levels of biosecurity, the disease can and will enter your premises if there's a breach in that biosecurity, either carried in by people or on themselves or equipment, wild birds, rodents, and of course it becomes an airborne virus. So probably the greatest threat when, you know, neighboring poultry farms have an outbreak of bird flu is the fact that it can become an airborne virus, and there's very little you can do to combat that. So we've been in discussion with the Department of Agriculture for over a year now, where they published guidelines for vaccination strategies in South Africa against bird flu. We, however, are still that is still a discussion that is ongoing with the Department of Agriculture. These guidelines are quite rigorous, so we haven't been able yet to meet the guidelines, when I talk about yet, I mean the industry. Mm-hmm. We've made numerous applications to vaccinate our poultry livestock, but as yet haven't been granted any permits or permission to do so by the Department of Agriculture. But that is a discussion that's ongoing, and I think we have to look at bird flu in a global context. Yes. I mean, Europe right now is facing a massive outbreak of bird flu. So the conversation globally is moving towards vaccination. So I do believe that, you know, although we've made some early wins with the guidelines at least being published for vaccination, that the country will move in that direction. And that is probably only real safeguard to preventing the massive loss of your poultry livestock. It doesn't stop infection, but like all of those people that got the COVID vaccination, at least, you know, once you get the virus or the birds get the virus, they've got a developed immunity that can help them fight the infection, as with any vaccination.
100%. I guess a twofold question here, Gary, going forward. As we know, Chris Skutter, who's been with the organization for just shy of three decades, will be headed off to retirement, and I guess well-earned. You've worked with him very closely. You've seen the ebbs and the flows and the cycles impacting the poultry sector. As you look to take on the new role of CEO in the upcoming months, help us contextualize not only what you've witnessed in the last few years. We know that the poultry industry is a very volatile one. It's feed costs, it's the macroeconomic conditions, its consumer trends as well. But I guess what you'll prioritize in terms of your strategy once you take leadership of the business.
Ugo, yes, you know, Chris has been in the industry close on 40 years, 16 years at the helm of Astral as CEO. I've worked very closely with Chris over the years, 22 years, in fact, in Astral. You know, I've been with the group 28 years. So we've been very, as a team, we've implemented Astral's strategic focus and vision over the years, and that's been that best cost producer strategy, where we endeavor, you know, in a business like poultry, if you don't have the best cost base or the lowest cost base, you know, you won't be placed in a good position to produce affordable chicken or the consumer market. So we have to first, you know, we have to get that right. And that has been, we've remained a pure poultry company. We've remained true to our strategy of being the best cost producer. And certainly going forward, you know, we will continue to implement that vision. It is very important in a poultry business. We are placed in a good position. You know, as soon as we see some positive signs in the macro economy, and, you know, at least an uptick in consumer sentiment and spending, you know, we're well positioned with spare capacity. We've invested in our operations over the past few years. We're well positioned with spare capacity to look at revenue growth opportunities. Certainly, this isn't a one-man show, Gugu. This is a team effort.
Yeah.
We work every day with 13,000 people in our business. So certainly looking forward to continuing, you know, the success that Chris and the executive team have had in the business. And we will continue working hard. This is a volatile business. It does have its challenges, but it's all we know. And yes, we'll continue executing that strategy of the best cost producer, Gugu. And of course, endeavor to produce that the preferred chicken to our customers out there, those listening now. price and quality, very important for us.
Yes.
And we'll continue supporting those well-known brands that we have in Goldie, County Fair and Festive. So look forward to continuing that, Gugu.
So I guess it's safe to say we can still have our chicken at the Braai this December.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Plenty chicken around, and we're looking forward to, you know, to putting the favorite dish in front of all of our customers out there. And, you know, chicken forms a very important part of everyone's meals and balanced daily meals. And it is the preferred protein source in the country. Our job is to make sure it remains affordable and, of course, keep our customers happy. So looking forward to that, Gugu.
100%. Such a pleasure speaking to you, Gary, and looking forward to speaking to you more often going forward. Do send our regards as well to Mr. Skutter, please. It's been phenomenal speaking to him over the years as well. But as you say, continuing on with the partnership, the lessons and the strategy that's implemented in the business. Thanks again for your time, Gary.
Certainly will do. Thanks, Gugu.
Thank you. That's Gary Arnold, the COO of Astral Foods.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.